Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
We've created a free self-care checklist and it's ready for you to download today. On the checklist, you'll find 50 brand new ideas to practice self-care. And it's not just bubble baths. Download the free checklist today and be reminded of the importance of practicing self-care. Head to themerrymakersisters.com/self-care. All right, let's get into the episode. Welcome to this Get Merry podcast episode. This is part 6 of our 7-part series. Wow, we're getting to the nitty-gritty end stage of this series. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited about this week's episode as it is all about your intuition, your inner wisdom, your inner knowing, the guide within.
Your third eye.
Your third eye.
Isn't that funny? It's such a cool thing, huh? Your third eye, the eye that knows.
The eye that sees.
The eye that sees more than the two eyes that actually see.
Yeah, well, it's true. Like, I mean, yeah. Like, it's like this inner knowing. Like, it's a seeing that isn't seen through eyesight.
I mean, these are like ancient stories in so many different myths and legends, right? Like in Greek mythology, there were the three witches who had the glass eye in the story of Perseus. Was that it? He went and visited the – was that the story? Yeah, I think so.
Well, the story's all intertwined.
Yeah, they're all they're in lots of Greek stories. But it's so – like they're blind but they see – they're the oracles. Not the oracle. I'm getting all this mixed up. I shouldn't have gone here, guys. I don't have the story straight.
Are they the oracles?
No, I don't know.
The seers?
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows?
Anyway, in most ancient wisdom, you will find that there is someone who represents this.
Yeah, I don't think
in ancient mythology and stories, there is someone that represents this intuition. And
but that's not really intuition, I think. Like, that's just they're seeing the future. And it's not the oracle. There is an oracle as well in Greek mythology who's different.
Yes, but it's more so like the people are going there and saying, what way should I go?
Yes.
What step should I take? Yes. And they say, well, if you take this one, this is what will be the end. And we don't that doesn't necessarily happen to us when we're following our intuition. But the whole idea is that.
But
like
also,
where it's leading us to where we're meant to be.
But perhaps this is what that story is telling us, to not go to the three witches. Because maybe when we seek advice from external forces, maybe that's what gets us into trouble. Because they're kind of like scary and bad, aren't they? Look, I don't know the actual story, but in that movie they were bad.
Yeah.
Like they were scary.
They were.
But they always make witches scary and women scary characters. So, or damsels in distress. So we can't rely on this. We can't rely on this. Anyway, maybe that's also what it's telling us, because I think a lot of us have trouble making decisions, and I think this is where this chakra is important. If you really struggle to make decisions and you're forever looking for external advice, this is the chakra for you to work on, because if we're always relying on other people to make those tough decisions for us, that means we're not taking responsibility for our lives. We're willing to give up our lives for someone else to be responsible for. And I think this is a very important thing that we need to kind of get in tune with ourselves. You can get advice, sure, but like don't get over-analyzed from other people, over-analysis from other people, right?
Yeah, and don't necessarily follow what someone else says to do just because you think that they know better if it doesn't feel right.
Yeah, and even if it does feel right, though, if you can't sit with yourself and make these decisions yourself, and I'm not saying, like, fix a toaster or, like, not this stuff. Like, I'm talking
Or a toilet. Like, definitely seek advice for that.
Seek that. get that. Hire someone. I'm talking about, you know, perhaps it's like, am I with the right person?
Yes.
Or have I made the right decision doing, I don't know, buying this house or quitting this job? Or am I in the right field? Like, you know, these big things. Do I want children or not? Like these big topics in life. It's important to sit with those and tune into your intuition, tune into this third eye, tune into this idea that you have this inner knowing of where you should be going.
Yeah, and that's what this is. That's what this third eye chakra represents. It's a space right between the eyebrows. It's represented by a bright violet purple color. And it is. It's all about tuning in to that inner wisdom. You know that inner wisdom where, like, you might be sitting and, like, I don't know, you just maybe just being, and then like suddenly like there's something comes through, like something like, this is what I'm going to do. It's like very, it's not exactly, you don't, can't really time it sometimes. Like sometimes it just comes to you.
But perhaps I wonder, because we get so disconnected from it, we've been in our society of like tech overload, stimulated overload, perhaps we just aren't well practiced in it.
Oh, yeah. So, if we meditate more, if we create more moments of stillness, the intuition will come in. Like that is the moment where it comes in. And you can even ask your, like you can like dedicate meditations to questions.
Yeah.
What should I do about this? Like I'd like some guidance on that.
Yeah.
And like you can do that. You're allowed.
I think that's so cool, isn't it? Like you forget that you can do stuff like that. Then you remember. I mean like we've done that so many times, but I kind of forgot that we used to do that. Like sit and ask.
Yeah.
And it's help. Like, and you're not really asking an external force, even though sometimes it feels like that. It feels like this connection to something greater than you, but maybe you are the thing that's greater than you, like that version of you.
Yeah, it's true. I think this is the biggest thing to remember is like everything we're looking for is already within us. And like this is where we can get confused, like with this, like, you know, searching for the answers. I think it's like really interesting, you know, like a no judgment or downplay of these services. But, you know, when we're going to psychics, when we're going to card readers, when we're going to multiple people to like tell us like, how am I going with life? We don't actually need that. Like we don't need to seek that from someone else or some other kind of tool. We already know.
Yeah, and I like definitely no judgment. But for me, I hate doing that. I hate giving someone else this voice on my life. Like telling me, be weary of this. It's like, no, I'm going to do what I want. I'm going to figure it out. Like I really like, I have an aversion, I think, to it. I mean, I've done psychic readings before. And in fact, truth stuff, like stuff has happened. And like, what the? That's crazy. Stuff has happened. Like this guy told me something and it literally happened. But it didn't give me the desire to keep going back at all. I was like, oh, well, it didn't really help me. Like I didn't know that was going to happen. And it wasn't like I was in fear of it happening. I felt like I was doing the right thing. Perhaps, okay, that's a sign for me to go inwards a bit more. But I don't like the idea of getting advice from someone who doesn't even know me. That's just me though. Like I know people really value the psychics and the, like I love doing the tarot cards. Like that's fun.
I just think it's important that we remember that even no matter what they say, it's always going to be our own intuitive understanding of it.
Yeah.
You know, so true. If they say, oh, you're going to meet someone and blah, 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 I don't know, something's going to happen. Like you're still going to understand it in a way that you want to or that you know to.
Yeah.
And same with like, oh, there's a big business decision coming up.
It's like there's always big business decisions. Oh, my God. Like,
and then I would take that with an understanding like it's about this.
Like I don't want to be cynical. Like I don't want to be a cynical person and totally like these businesses and these people who do this, like, yes, keep going. You're amazing. If it feels right for you, keep going. But like, and you, if you have this business, you know that other people are out there being like super like this is BS. But I'm not saying that at all. Like there's definitely a place for it, but perhaps not in my life right now.
I think it's just, I think they know too, or I hope that they know, these people. Like, you know, they're sharing this, but there's always it's always the other person, the person who's receiving. Like, it's still, we need to not take it as like gospel and then we can't let it like drive our decisions.
Well, we can't let them be that. Well, we can't let what they say be prophecies. Yeah. Like, you know, like they said, you're going to meet someone at this place. So you hang out at this place all day, every day. Like, that's exaggeration. I'm sure no one does that. But I don't, like, perhaps also they act as a sort of therapist in a way that, you know, you maybe they allow you to open up, or they give you this advice that gets you to contemplate. Like, perhaps it's not even what they say. Mm-hmm. It's like they say something and you think and you go inwards yourself.
It's like a guide.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that that's true. I think, you know, in all of the stories in the hero's journey, like, there are those guides of, like, this is how you use a lightsaber, like that kind of thing. And like maybe that's what it's there for. Like, this is how you actually can tap into your intuition.
Yeah.
Maybe it's also sometimes I would say it would be affirming our intuition. Like we need to also realize that we don't need that external thing to affirm our intuition. That we can actually learn to be still and to breathe and to tune into ourselves, to ask the questions and maybe not expect an answer, but allow space for an answer. Like, we can't also, again, detachment. We can't say, I'm going to meditate, I'm going to get an answer to this today.
Yeah.
That's not how it works either, because sometimes we don't.
Yeah. Okay. So if you're wondering when and why you should work on this chakra, what do you think? What are you feeling if you have eye chakra?
Definite indecisiveness, always questioning yourself, always seeking this external advice of big things, like not necessarily the small things, like how to paint a wall, but like big things. Like, should I quit this job? Should I do this? Mm. Should I travel?
Yeah, if you're second guessing yourself a lot. I mean, like, gosh, I've been there. 100% I've been in this place.
I think scattered as well. Like,
yeah.
Even though this isn't.
Like, disengaged.
Yeah, and disconnected, because this isn't really like connected energy source. Like, this is like connected to the world, connected to yourself, connected also to every other chakra below and above. And I think that when you feel disconnected from that, when you feel like kind of just like all over the place, you're not sure what you're doing.
Don't you think though, like, life is a weird thing? Full stop.
Yes.
But like, this whole, sometimes, like, this whole, like, psychic and this whole, like, what am I doing in life, we really overcomplicate things, don't we? Like, I'm just thinking, like, we just need to sit and breathe and de-stress a little bit, and perhaps that is the answer to all of these chakras almost. Like, we just need to slow down a little, go inwards, take a breather.
I think we need to remember, like, yeah, like, what is life about? And it gets overcomplicated by all these things we think we need.
It's all attachments, isn't it? Because I'm thinking, like, what do people ask psychics? Let's have a think about this. Am I going to meet my partner, or should I stay with my partner? Like, it's all external stuff, right, usually. What about money? What about career? Mm. What about job?
Yeah, it's not necessarily like, when will I feel at peace?
Yeah, like,
it's like, well, actually, you're allowed to feel that now.
I just think, like this is why I think I do feel a bit cynical towards it, because, you know, what we talk about on this podcast so much about all the stuff that kind of creates suffering, self-suffering, like, these are what the questions are. And in fact, you kind of just need to slow down and be present and realize that these external things are not what give us true inner peace and happiness.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? It's like, we think that our success, that our life achievements lie in these things.
Yeah.
But like, that's not true.
Yeah, your success doesn't rely on who your partner, or if you have a partner.
Yeah.
Like, but this is sometimes, as a single person, I've totally felt that in moments of my life.
Yeah. So it's very like, so it's interesting, like, why are we using these external tools? Yeah. Very true. There's definitely like ways that it can positively impact, but then it's like checking in, like, what are we asking about?
Mm.
Like, Do we actually need guidance on that? Like, yeah. Do we? Or is it already here within us?
Or is it like a question that is literally just showing your self-doubt?
Mm.
Like, you're stressing about it. So perhaps if you're asking the same question again and again to your whoever it is, perhaps it's time to, like, do some healing work with that, as in, like, meditation, yoga, be surrounding yourself with people who love you.
I think the best thing we can do if we are struggling to connect to our intuition is to make space.
Meditate.
Like, I really do. I think, like, that is, like, the ultimate. And there's definitely yoga poses that help with intuition as well, like lots of balancing poses and things like that. But I think that meditation is the key.
Yeah. It's like walking out into a forest and sitting down and doing nothing, yeah. Breathing, just focusing on yeah. your breath. Like, that's what I imagine to work on your intuition.
No phones, not allowed.
Get rid of all external distractions.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Or, like, on a beach, in nature, mm-hmm. no people around.
Mm-hmm. This was an interesting one.
Yeah, I feel like it kind of, like, went on weird tangents, but.
Yeah, I think it's just, I think the biggest reminder is, like, everything we're asking about, everything we're looking for, like, we know the answers.
Mm.
Like, and reminding ourselves that will also help work the muscle of our intuition.
Mm.
Like, telling ourselves that I know the answer to this. Like, I already know what I need to do. I know which way I want to go.
Mm.
Like, you do.
But then it's also, like, knowing that you just be – the decision you make today and that you feel is right, you step forward with that and be like, boom, with confidence.
Yeah.
And it's also non-attachment to the results of that decision. Like, that decision could lead you into a mess, but it's knowing that, all right, it's not the end of the world though. It might feel like I made the wrong decision, but maybe I didn't. Let's keep stepping forward.
But that's when we just keep using our intuition.
Yeah.
Like, we're like, all right.
It's our compass, isn't it?
It's like,
it?
Now what?
Yeah.
Okay, I got myself here. Now what?
Yeah.
It's like, if we think about all the decisions we made in our business journey, like, not all of those were great.
Oh, my God, some of them were terrible. But the funny thing is with that business, those business decisions, like, there were very rare times where I regretted stuff though. Like, perhaps a few, definitely a few, but very few that I've been like, God, that was the worst decision. Like, where that ended us, like, mm-hmm. never, because we've just kept on going.
And I think the thing also with most of those ones that were bad and terrible, that then something else has come of it.
Yeah, true.
Like, not all of them. Like, I'll say, like, you know, we spent, like, a lot of money on some things that, like, didn't work out and, like, they didn't actually come to anything, which was, like, they're the ones that I probably am like, damn it, we should have had that $40K that I spent on that. But that's okay. Again, a lesson. But then as another example, you know, when we were on SBS, like, that was like we were kicked in the dirt. We were in the depths of the mud. I felt like everything was over. I wanted to give up. It was so bad. We got ourselves in that situation. We said yes. We said we'll go on the show. And then it kind of led us to creating Mary Body, which is
yeah.
kind of amazing.
So it's like, lucky we did say yes. Yeah. But the thing is, our intuition was saying to say yes.
Yes.
There was, like, we were naive, well, but maybe that was a good thing because it was a good thing.
We wouldn't be where we are today if it wasn't for that.
Yeah.
And, like, that was our intuition saying, like, go this way. There must have been something, you know, that whole idea of, like, it's already written. Well, this was the chapter. This is the chapter, guys. Get ready.
Interesting.
Something bad's going to happen. And then, yeah, it led us to something wonderful.
Mm.
So.
But you don't necessarily have to go through the bad thing to get to the good thing.
No. And also there's not always a good thing that comes from the bad thing.
Exactly.
But, like, sometimes there is and sometimes there's not.
Yeah.
But just in that instance, we still thought we were following our intuition. Like, yeah. we didn't not listen to our intuition. Because, like, there's been other times where we haven't listened to our intuition and we've made the opposite decision.
Yeah.
And then it didn't turn out how we wanted it to. And then we're like, well, we knew this.
Yeah. Why didn't that's you say so yes? frustrating when we do that. Or, like, worse, like, when we both say we knew this and we're like, well, why didn't we tell each other?
Yeah. Because I was just waiting for you to say no.
I feel like we're better at that. Now. That was more like early days. So.
Which is cool because, like, that, again,
This is another thing. Like, sometimes you've got to not follow your intuition to know that it was your intuition.
And also, this is why it's important to be able to speak your truth, right?
Yeah.
Chakra before, like, they're all linked. Mm-hmm. So you have your intuition, then you need to action it and follow it and speak it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
This episode escalated.
Yeah.
To double the time we were going to talk.
Oh my, it was huge.
It means that we are very fascinated in the third eye.
It probably means we need to work on our third eye. And then all you people who are like psychics are like, Emma, you need to really work on your third eye. Like, all right, I'm hearing ya.
I hear you. Okay, so next week.
But I love star signs though.
Me too. Look, I love it all.
Yeah, I love it all.
I just don't want people depending on it.
Yes, I don't want you to feel like you need to book in with your psychic to make every major decision.
That's all. Yes. Like, I love it all. Like, I find it fascinating. And when it's right, you're like, what the?
Magic.
Yeah. But then you've got to remember that it's also within you.
Yeah, love it.
So next week, we're the final part of the series. We're heading to the crown, the connection to the divine, connection to some kind of higher power. Are you intrigued?
Mm-hmm.
You should be. All right, we'll see you there.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.